Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Bobby Perotti from Morristown, New Jersey.
Hi, Bobby Perotti. How are you? And what do you do there in beautiful Morristown?
You know, I direct the kids program at my church. I coordinate about 30 volunteers every Sunday.
And what do you make them, have them do?
Well, this week the kids are learning about Daniel and how he was confident no matter what.
Are you feeling confident no matter what?
I'm really bad at Bluff the Listener, so not so much, but...
It's a challenging game, but it is very nice to have you with us, Bobby.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Carl?
Chestnuts roasting on a beach bonfire.
Melodious, yes.
Thank you.
To take our minds off 100-degree days and our wilting lawns, the good citizens of Wait, Waitville turn to cooler thoughts, thoughts of Christmas. Our panelists are going to tell you three Christmas-themed stories that are happening right now, here in the panting, gray-muzzled dog days of summer. Choose the real story, and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
It's what I've always wanted.
All right, then. First up, it's Amy Dickinson.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. There are many, many Santas, in fact, and they are very, very bad. Rival groups of professional Santas are engaged in a nasty civil war that is very naughty and not at all nice, involving beard pulling, candy canes being shoved where the sun don't shine, and other acts of Santa-on-Santa violence. At this summer's convention of 700 amalgamated Santas, accusations of cronyism and political infighting on the Santa board led to a fracas where several Chrises were cringled. One 6'4" tall elf assaulted a rival Santa, jingled his bells, and called him a thief and a terrorist. The assaulted Santa claims his family's been threatened. I told my kids if they see anyone resembling a Santa to run like hell.
Dueling Santas from Amy Dickinson. Your next story of Yuletide fun in the hot summer sun comes from Charlie Pierce.
The War of the Celestial Choirs finally came to a head in Door County, Wisconsin this week. As part of the county's cool summer Yule pageant, the Grace Evangelical Church in Delavan put up a nativity scene featuring a volunteer reading the nativity story from St. Luke's Gospel over the PA system. However, down the block, the First Methodist Church had the same idea and did the same thing. One night last week, the two narrators began to duel, one trying to drown out the other. Soon, the tidings of great joy, which shall be to all nations, were punctuated by calls to, "Just shut up, Herb! And you want to go, pal?" Eventually, the voices of Scripture were both busted for disturbing the peace.
From battling Santas to battling choirs from Charlie Pierce, your last story of Christmas all year round comes from Paul Provenza.
A document posted on SmokingGun.com revealed that the Mattel Corporation has been entering into private contracts with department store Santas around the country. In exchange for a small commission, Santas are paid to aggressively promote Mattel toys directly to the children on their knees. If a child wishes to simply have a doll, Santa is urged to promote a Mattel trademark doll. If a child already requests a Mattel product, Santas are coached in upselling. They're given sample interactions with children. For example, "I want a Barbie doll, Santa." "Well, Barbie will be sad if she doesn't have her friend Tammy to keep her company." "And won't it be fun if they live together in their own dream house?" A parents' action group is considering a lawsuit, but a Mattel spokesman denies any illegal activity. "Business is about location, location, location," he said. "When it comes to Christmas, the location is Santa's lap."
All right. Okay, Bobby, you've got fighting Santas, dueling nativity choirs, and marketing Santa is coming to town. Which one is the real story?
Wow. Gosh, I'm going to have to go with the pageant, the nativity and the PA system.
Oh, the dueling choirs from Charlie Pierce.
Yes.
All right. To find out the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the true story.
Santa Clauses have been competing and arguing with each other since 1841 when we had the first department store Santas. They've accused each other of having fake beards, bellies that don't bounce sufficiently, and not offering an authentic ho-ho-ho.
That was Jeff Gwynn, author of The Autobiography of Santa Claus, explaining why hostile Santa Clauses have always fought with each other. Oh, I'm sorry, Bobby. Amy had the real answer.
I guess I get coal in my stocking this year. Sorry, Amy.
No, I think the
not
real Santa...
Not for me, pal.
That's true. You didn't win, but you did earn a point for Charlie Pierce.
Well, Charlie, you enjoy that point.
I will. Thank you. It's a very beautiful point, and I'll enjoy it thoroughly.
All right, Bobby. Thank you so much for playing with us.
Thanks so much. It was fun.
Okay, goodbye. We want to see Santa do the mambo. The mambo, see Santa do the mambo. The mambo, see Santa do the mambo. The mambo, mambo Santa Claus. We want to see Santa do the mambo.